Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. -2 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees.
K8RUH. Well, where are we? That ain't you. What's up, man? 3's in my giblets. What about you? Not much. Give me just a minute. I'm about to pull my car into the shop. Hold on. I gotta go open the garage door. Are we over here? We is. All right. Called out on 2.6, didn't hear nothing. Then the radio scans over to Romeo and I heard you guys talking. Like, what the heck? That cradle point being flaky again? I'll have to take a look, but I've not had good luck with using the 4G, 5G modems. They tend to be, for no particular reason, up and down. I'll check it out. I don't know what the topography looks like right now, but I'm guessing we're not connected. That is the downside of broadband connections. I do not like anything that's cellular. Anywho, nice chilly morning. Frosty. My car is telling me it's 10 degrees. But Ziggy told me this morning, that's what I use for my wake-up word on my Alexa device. They told me it was 0, so I don't know what to believe. When I woke up, my watch said 3. My truck currently says 7. I'm going to go with it. Definitely feels like 0. It is cold out there. What does your automobile say? Hey, good morning.
Oh, I don't have it. I just pulled it into the shop. I got to clean my mirrors off and stuff. It's so cold, they're iced over.
Yeah, my truck just got warm probably 5-10 minutes down the road, and I let it run for 10 minutes before I left, so it's definitely a little nipply. Well, here we are, end of January, going into February. This is the worst of it. We've got about another 4 or 5 weeks to see some relief.
4 degrees.
I certainly hope it's the worst of it. I'm a winter lover, and I'm ready to move to Florida. This is like real winter here. We haven't had one of these in years.
I went to Tracy Fly, I think I told you guys, and got outfitted with new bibs and gloves and a jacket, and that's the first time I've done that in, probably 10 years. And I'm not mad about it, but it definitely makes winter more bearable. But yeah, that's how I know it's cold when I'm looking for work, an actual jacket, because I don't ever wear jackets. I wear, like, heavy hoodies or flannels or whatever. Like, today I'm kind of not wearing a jacket. I'm wearing a vest and a long sleeve, but... anytime I'm outside now, I got a heavy coat on. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if it was Burlington Coat Factory or one of them, one of them outlet places, and it was up at Great Lakes Crossing. And I went in there. At the time, I went and looked at their coats. And I found this one lone coat. I got it on right now. It's a Calvin Klein, right? And I think the sticker on it was like $275, but it was marked down to like $40. And I felt that this was like a pretty darn good coat, and I got it. This is the best coat I've ever had. I'm sure they don't make it, but they got this. But I've got a Calvin Klein, and it's the best winter coat I've ever had.
Yeah, I got the big down parka on these days. I haven't broke this coat out in years, but it is so warm that I can only wear, t-shirts underneath it, short sleeve golf shirts, things like that. The big down parka, it's awesome.
I would never expect to hear that sentence, Calvin Klein and best winter coat ever, because it's not what comes to mind when I think of Calvin Klein. I think of, pea coats and dressier jackets, but I guess wool is warm. And Anthony, if you're a 2X, I might have some Carhartts and maybe a Milwaukee heated jacket for you if it'll fit you.
Unfortunately, these days I am.
Yeah, I love my Carhartts too, no doubt about that. But this one's got a lot of really good stuff going on up in the neck and head area. It's a hooded jacket. It's a jacket. I tend to like jackets. I don't like coats that go down, cover my ass. I get the benefit, but I tend not to like those. So that was what made this one unusual. It was jacket length. Yet it had a real good insulation and a real good hood neck area. My Carhartts, that's the one place they lack is up in the neck area. They send let a lot of wind and stuff get in there. I don't know when the last time you guys bought Carhartt was, but I went and tried on, every coat, cut, and size that they have this past weekend, and I ended up buying a freaking Ridgecut jacket and bibs, which are, they used to be Schmidt, if you remember that name, which is Tractor Supply's house brand. They rebranded because they were losing market share because Schmidt versus ridge cut, I guess, sounds more outdoorsy, whatever. Tried on every Carhartt I could find, and that's why I'm getting rid of. I've got two 2X Carhartt jackets, and it's my fault, kind of, because I have a gorilla torso. Like, they're like crop tops on me. It drives me nuts. And same with the bibs. I bought bibs. I bought 2X and 3X shorts. The 2X fit okay, but a little snug. I couldn't layer. 3Xs were like I was swimming in. And then I put on a couple different Carhartts, and it was the same thing. I looked like I was wearing a bubble. So I was pretty bummed out because none of them really fit. Like, it was kind of like just putting a blanket on. So I ended up with a ridge cut.
That's interesting. I'll have to check that brand out. But, hey, if you get a chance, throw that stuff in your truck. Maybe Friday I can swing by in the morning or something and check it out.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll do that. Like I said, I've got the one coat kind of fits, and it's old, so I'm not going to bother. But the other one is like a brand new, it's their Yukon, like Extreme, their heaviest duty, warmest car jacket. That thing's like brand new. I've never worn it. And then I've got a Milwaukee jacket, a heated jacket, that I just don't like how it fits me. So they're yours.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll try to swing by at some point Friday. I'm heading up north anyway, so I'll just take 94 to 59 to 75 instead of 696, so that could work out well.
I'll also check out that Ridge Work. What then did you say? Well, if anyhow, you said it's Jackson Supply. I'll have to check that out, but I'm pretty good in the clothes department right now. I did got a set of Arctic Line Carhartt bibs, and they don't fit me great, but that's like you, that's on me, just because of how I'm built. And but they work, they're effective. So, and I'll tell you what, if you're going to be out in this kind of weather for any amount of time, that is the absolute, that's the absolute way to go. Get yourself a really good set of bibs. Throw a good jacket over the top, make sure nothing gets. Especially we're going to have a windstorm down at minus 10 today, they say. You don't want to let that wind get down in your neck. You do that, it's good. Be golden.
Yeah, I leave my bibs in the car. I have them in my backseat right now. And, they fit, but they don't fit like they used to, that's for sure. So at some point, I'll probably end up getting some new bibs. But, yeah, going to a couple jackets would be awesome.
Yeah, that's the ticket, right? The layers. You got to keep the warm air in. And if you got baggy clothes or, you know, gaps around the neck, like you said, that's when that stuff starts venting out and you get cold quick. Yeah, that Ridge Cut brand, and that's the cool thing, too. I paid for $190, I got a pair of bibs, a jacket, and their heavyweight leather insulated gloves. So I thought I did pretty good, because before that, the last week, I ordered two pairs of Carhartt bibs to try on. The one pair was $240, and the other pair was $170, so I think I did okay.
If you guys are looking for gloves, look at Kinko Gloves, K-I-N-C-O. They're inexpensive, like work gloves, but they make some heavy winter, like ski gloves, and they're incredible. Leather, and then you just get by this stuff. It's called Snow Seal. You rub it all over them, throw them in the oven for a few minutes, and it bakes in, and they're waterproof. And they're like $40 for like their best pair of gloves.
I'm real particular about gloves. I don't like them if they're too tight and hard to get into. I like them a little loose in the end. And I know that has its disadvantages, but I like them slipping on and off pretty easy. More like a work glove. I got a set here that's not that terribly bad. I think I found those in some clearance rack as well. But they're pretty darn good. One of the better ones we've had. But honestly, you know what I've been doing? Your test. You ever see those brown cotton ones with a red liner that you could get at like Aco Hardware or any hardware store? I've been just keeping pairs of those around, and those tend to do me just fine. But they don't hold up real well. They usually have holes in them within a season, so, but they're cheap as dirt. Hey, Warren's back. At least I'm talking on it. I heard you on it. Yeah, when I was doing some research, because I like leather gloves too, like just traditional work gloves, almost like boxing, you know what I mean? Like it's just a layer of skin over your skin. I don't like the fitted ones. It kind of weirds me out. The Kenko ones always came up when I was researching replacing my Wells Lamont. That I absolutely love those gloves. They've been through complete hell, and they're still not ripped. They've lost all their waterproofing, which they weren't ever waterproof. They were water resistant. They're called Hydrahide. But yeah, Kenko comes up all the time. I still have been meaning to try a pair of them. I think I will for my next work glove. But those Ridge Cut gloves, again, same thing. They have leather palms, canvas backs, and a little bit of leather on the cuff. Open cuff, of course. And yeah, I'm very particular about my gloves as well.
Dakota, I'll send you the link to this Snow Seal stuff on Amazon. Buy some of that and just, it's almost like, you know, when you're a kid and you're breaking in a baseball mitt, it's a similar concept. You put that stuff all over it, you put it in the oven for whatever the instructions say, and then your gloves are waterproof. It's pretty good stuff.
Kenko with a C. Okay, I'll look that up. But, yeah, like mink oil, remember? You used to mink oil your stuff? Or I've done that. I've had some good leather boots over the years, and I've used that to seal them. So that's, I don't know if I've ever used that specific brand, but I've definitely done the whole rub it in kind of a thing in waterproof leather. I remember my first pair of Red Wings. I did that habitually, and then I realized that they were worthless and they were getting destroyed anyway. But yeah, I've got a container of pink oil somewhere that I could probably try out as well. Refresh some of these gloves. But yeah, send me that link, Anthony. I'm always looking for new gloves. I hate when my hands get cold, but I also don't like gloves, so they gotta fit the bill.
Yeah, I'll send the link over. It's good stuff. It's tried and true. Like everyone that runs these Kenko gloves uses this stuff and loves it. It's just, it fills in all of the seams and everything, and they're basically bulletproof.
Bounce out here and grab my coffee. Be back in a couple. I'll be in a few.
We'll be here, or at least I will. I don't know if Anthony sounds like he's at work. Did you ever figure out what was going on with your radio, Anthony?
No, man. It's making me crazy. And just to make it even more difficult, you know how when I bought that, I accidentally on purpose bought two of them. Well, I went and grabbed the other one out of the garage off the workbench, and it is not having that issue. So it's really odd. There is a spot on the back of the radio for a ground wire. I may run a ground wire. I don't know where to. If you have any ideas, let me know. I don't know if I can just run a ground wire to the ground on the power supply, and that'll ground it out or what, but there's something weird about it. And ChatGPT like kept saying it wasn't the radio, but it seems like it is because I use a different radio with the same hand mic, and it doesn't have the problem.
Did you use the same power cable for that other radio that didn't have the problem too?
Yes, I did, which is interesting. I do think it is definitely
I mean, it kind of is obvious. It's a grounding issue. And it's a, I think when you said it was static electricity, I think there is something to that. I don't know what, but, you know, I didn't have this problem 2 months ago when I got it, and now the air is that much drier and there's that much static electricity. So it's got to be something to that and how it's getting grounded out. It's really odd.
I'm wondering if maybe the ground is flaky on the panel on the back, or a solder joint broke loose, or I don't know, maybe if you're comfortable, pop the case off, make sure it's clean and not dusty or anything in there. Who knows, man? But yeah, it sounds like there's some kind of static charge that anytime it grounds out, anytime it touches its own ground, it shorts out. So I don't know. Have you opened it up? Is there any loose wires? I don't know. That's so weird. Sean might know better. I mean, Sean probably will know better, but I think you're on the right track.
Oh, I did open it up last night and looked, and man, to the untrained eye, it looked okay. It was relatively clean. The fuse inside was good. The fuses in the power wires were good. I don't know. That was one of the things I was going to try to chat with, send some text to Sean today and see if, you know, if I stop by on Friday, if, you know, there was something, or if he knew that there was an obvious issue. It was, ChatGPT definitely said that there's like, it is not common, but not unheard of, but it's typically the hand mic and not the radio itself. So I don't know. It's really weird.
Okay, I'm back. I didn't hear what the radio's doing. I heard you're having a problem, and I'm a little bit out of the loop.
Yeah, Sean. Actually, I'll send you a video so it can probably explain it better than what I'm going to do right now. But on my 706 Mark IIG, it is it keys up anytime. I would say anytime it grounds out with the hand mic. So if I touch my desk with the hand mic, which is a wood desk, or I touch myself or other weird nuances, it seems like it grounds out and it keys the mic. So I'm trying to figure out what it is. And I sent Dakota the video yesterday, and he couldn't figure it out either. We think it's something to do with static electricity.
Wow, that's weird. So, all right, you know, I have to look at it. Did I hear correctly? You said you bought two of them? So, I heard something like that. But, again, I was getting my coffee and all that, so I was just half tuned in. Dakota? I don't know if Warren just dropped. Is it still connected?
Yeah, you're still connected, Dakota.
You. That was weird. The carrier dropped like immediately. He did buy two. Two is one, or one is none. Yeah, that's weird, man. I'm gonna do some Googling too when I get to the office. And you tried a different hand mic, right? I know you probably did all the preliminary troubleshooting, but I'm just trying to get the lay of the land when I start Google fooling this.
Yeah, I tried two different hand mics. Both of them did it, and then on the other radio, it did not do it at all. And yes, Sean, I did buy two of them. The guy that bought them from, in my opinion, was selling them at a extremely fair price. One is the G, and the other one, or the Mark II G, and the other one is just the standard 706. They, like I said, they're a super fair price. I bought the Mark IIG right away and then got in contact with them and bought the other one because I'm an idiot and already have too much radio gear, so why wouldn't I buy more?
Absolutely. What better reason what better reason to buy more gear than the fact that you buy gear? But, yeah, I was going to be my first thing. You tried the mic from both. God darn it, I'm having a hell of a time getting off Grossbeck here this morning. Very strange. Which one of the two is the one that's acting weird like that?
The Mark IIG is acting weird.
Hey, KJ. Did you get a chance before, you know, we'll look into it and I'll check it out for you, you know, and try to see. But look inside that, that's got the RJ45 type connector, does it not? Look inside at that connector real carefully. See if maybe a couple of the pins are, you know, close together or something. And, you know, maybe when you're moving the mic, it's enough to cause them to touch or something like that. Make sure they're all lined up real nice and they look like they're not jacked. I forget, on the 706 Mark IIG, does it have a mic connector on the base and the head, or just one or the other? On the 7000, you can do either. You can plug into the head, or you can plug into the base. That'd be one way to eliminate the mic jack.
Good morning, Tom. Sean, it does have both ports, and it is RJ45, and I tested both of them yesterday and was having a similar issue. So I can't figure out what it could be. It's super weird. And I sent you that video over. So when you're not driving, take a look at it and see if, you know, maybe it's operator error and I'm doing something stupid and you go, oh, we'll just do this. I don't know. It's super odd.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Sean. And, Sean, I tried that other dial plan. Didn't work. So I'm going to fiddle fart again with it later. I think it might be the DID location and why I can't get an outbound. It's just really goofy. But just something for me to mess with.
All right. Well, we'll have to try to figure it out. All right, I just pulled up at work and parked. I'm going to get inside. I got a bunch of crap I got to run in and out, so let me back out here before the ships all make it in the port. W8FU. I am turning in my driveway as well here, so I'll catch you guys this afternoon. NACDF.
Hey, Tom, not to jump ship on you, too, but I've been in the office for 23 minutes here, so I should probably start working. Hope your day is good. I'll listen out. Where's your travels taking you today?
I'm in Dakota, 73 Dakota. Morning, Sean, 73 Sean. Anthony, I'm right now going to the dentist. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. And then right now just Warren, 9 in Mound, and then who knows from there. We certainly aren't doing bucket truck stuff today. Guys, have a great day. I will catch you all later sometime. KCKGO.
All right, Tom, good luck at the dentist, and hopefully Warren is as far as you go today. KERUH. We'll talk to you soon.
Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees.
Thank you.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 13 degrees.
KCAKJL.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 15 degrees.
WDAKLL.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 16 degrees.
KPR test 1-2. Test.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 15 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 16 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 15 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 14 degrees.
At ADDF.
KFADS, how's it going?
Not too bad. I'm ready to get home. How about you?
It's going all right. I talk about my ailments, but no, I'm just having a sore Achilles tendon today. I'm going to take the dog out right now. I heard you on the radio, so I thought I'd come back to you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully it's you slept with it weird or you did something that's just going to eventually go away on its own. But I had some ailments, too. I went to the dentist today for the first time in 10 years, so mouth hurts a little bit.
Well, I can imagine after 10 years. Hopefully they didn't find anything too nasty.
No, she just said, well, no cavities. Everything looked good. She's like, you got a little bit of buildup, and your gums are obviously very sensitive because you haven't been here in 10 years. But it's kind of what I expected to hear. I've traditionally, knock on wood, have never had a cavity, and I think that's a genetic thing. And I do take care of my teeth, but you can only do so much with a toothbrush. So she's like, you need to start coming in every 6 months. There's no reason not to. So I was like, all right, fine, deal.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everyone. KCKJO.
What is that high
voice? How did your dental appointment go?
Okay, hold on, let me make sure I got it. I was the Mrs. Doubtfire. That was my best Mrs. Doubtfire imitation. Good afternoon. I've been here for a few more minutes. Tom, how did your dental appointment go? Dakota asked. I think you guys doubled.
Oh, I love my dentist. I think it's, you know, the one that I go to, one, I know the owner of the, you know, courses, of course. But it went great. I got a passing score from the top-notch dentist.
So who all switched to Tiffin? Who's all going to Tiffin now? I think Eric converted us all.
What's a Tiffin?
Oh, I thought you went to him too. Just a dentist that Eric recommended, and I switched dentists to him, and it's been a good experience so far.
Ah, no, I'm still struggling with that. I just changed plans, and I got to go within the system and all this, and it's called BenCap, so I've yet to figure out whether it's decent or not, but we get a lot more for our money, but I'm limited to where I can go. Dakota?
I, too, just switched dental insurance. My wife usually insures me, but she hasn't insured me for dental in a while. And then I just enrolled in work, which is different from the last time I enrolled at work, so I called, and I've only gone to one dentist my entire life. So fortunately, they take the insurance that we have now.
I go to Cindy Bailey over here in Richmond, and I take my Delta Dental plan, you know, for the twice, you know, the, what is it, biannual cleaning. I just had work done for a filling. My wife's getting a crown done, and what's neat is that what isn't covered by insurance, they have this thing called Cherry, and they send it up. I get approved for it, and then, what is it, $75 a month over 2 years, comes out of my bank account, and it totally covers all the procedures that she had done and what I had done. So, and like I said, plus I know Cindy from horses, I know her daughter, so I get top-notch care when I go there.
Well, I haven't been in a while. I had an extraction, I think, last I went, or was it a cleaning? No, I think the extraction was the last thing I had. And I got to get in. I know I got a problem on the passenger side. I got to get something looked at there. And then just in general, get in for another cleaning and everything else. And I just got to get a regular dentist. I can, you know, start getting stuff worked on. But I bounce around, and I'm a chicken shit. I just don't, you know, can't stand it. I'm a big baby about it. Me and dentists just don't compete. I walk around with stained yellow teeth and, you know, and just be happy.
Yeah, I try to go every 6 months. My reason I switched dentists is because they screwed up a filling on one, and they couldn't do a root canal on it, and they had to pull it. So I was like, I'm not going to that dentist anymore. The dentist was trying to, he was retiring. He had his daughter dentist. She was the new dentist or whatever, and she was kind of new. So there you go. All that stuff. Dakota?
Yeah, that's why I've gone to one dentist my entire life. I know that person. I know all of the doctors personally. My dad's played hockey with one of their sons. My dad's worked in all three of their houses, and one of the dentist's sons is my dad's neighbor. So and we go way back, so it's comfortable going there. And Sean, I don't know if you're still looking, but check MGM Dental. They're at 17 in Garfield. I don't know. I think they take literally everything, but I would vouch for those guys, and they're right around the corner from you.
Well, I'll go out on turn here. I think Tom's next, but I'm pulling up where I've got to go. And I'll just say that I'm on this thing. It's called DenCap, and it used to be Golden, and they switched us to DenCap, and you have to go to a DenCap dentist. And, they got a rather large network of places, and, there's a bunch of them around me, but I don't know how it all works. But I get 10 times the amount of coverage that I get if I were to go with Delta, because that Delta's our other choice. Delta will let you go anywhere, but they only, they'll pay for like $1,000 a year. It's like you walk in once and thousands gone. So, I'm paying everything else out of pocket, whereas the other one's like $10,000 a year. So, and some things are unlimited. So for that reason, I signed up with this one. I don't know. But, all right, I'm here where I got to go. I'll let you guys take it from here, and I'll be back shortly. I will be able to listen for about 30 seconds, so if there's any direct stuff. Tom, go ahead. WNFP.
KJL, do not use Aspen Dental. They will look at your insurance, and it'll be three-times the amount of money. So I've had nothing but bad experiences with Aspen Dental. So that's my say on that.
There you go. I don't know where my kids go. I think my kids go to that MGM Dental, Dakota, that you mentioned. I'm the only oddball in the family. I go to a different dentist.
They've got an office at 24 in Shelby, and then they got one at 17 in Garfield. Obviously, I go to the one at Garfield. I lied. Today's the first time I've gone to the one at Garfield, but because I used to work closer to the one in Shelby. But, yeah, no, I'm a fan. They've always taken good care of me, and it helps knowing the people. And, sometimes co-pays don't have to get paid, and that whole thing. But I don't know where my kids go either, honestly. I think they go to my wife's dentist, which I guess I don't care, but I don't know. What do dads weigh in on? At what point is it worth giving an opinion?
Yeah, but like I said, the family, so that's what makes it special. And the same thing with me, with Bailey. I know I've known Cindy for years, at least 10. Doing horses, like I said, I get good quality care. I got a Christmas present last year from them. That was cool. So I like them. Jim sounds pretty good too. I had another dentist that I was going through for years, even when the kids were growing up, when they first started cutting teeth, and he was really good, and his brother was really good, but he retired, and after that the practice just became substandard in my eyes and treated us like an assembly line. Where I went to Cindy this morning, I was there at 7:30, I was out by 8:05 after a cleaning.
Go ahead, Dakota, I got food in my mouth.
Yeah, it's quick in and out. I think I was there for probably an hour and 20 minutes. But paperwork didn't count. Before she even took me back there. Yeah, I was there way longer than I wanted to be.
not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you got out of there scot-free. I know when my wife, she was the same way. She didn't go to dentist for a while, but then she got, you know, they found cavities. You got lucky. You got good genes.
Last year was the very first time I've ever had a cavity, and it was a little one. And she went in there and did the, you know, drilled it all out, did the ceramic coating. I've already had the deep cleaning done because, you know, I'm over 50. So I had that done, and that was good. And, yeah, they numb you up for the deep cleaning because they really get in there. But what they do is they numb your gum first with Novocaine, then they stick the needle in there so you don't feel it. All you feel is when you come out, it feels like you're drooling, but you really aren't. And, Dakota, on a side note, not to get off track, did you get that problem fixed with those wires that we talked about at your location? You know what? I don't think I have to touch that right now or anymore. That one's got that handicap opener on it, so pretty much told our facilities guy, and I was like, look, dude, this is more along the lines of, like, the door's not physically locking, so I don't really know what else to do. So I think he was calling someone else that does stuff with, like, the actual door, the handicap opener and closer. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I told him, like, this is out of my scope of what I know how to do. I figured out the last one because it kind of made sense, and I had something to copy that was working. This is a one-for-one here, and, yeah, oh my God, that F-150 just blew a drive shaft on 53. Anyway, no, but I need to get you guys put in the system as a vendor so we can call you.
I'm back.
Well, for breakfast and to pick me up in a nondescript vehicle and to shoot over there on a Saturday, I can quote-unquote direct you on what needs to be done. The ADA door, oh, that's easy shit.
That might have to happen. I'll keep you posted. I'll talk to him tomorrow if I see him and bring it up and say, I got a way to make this fix. You gotta let me do it the way I want to do it. We'll see what they say.
And like I said, you make it where it's, for a T&M, and me and Brad will come out there and we'll bang it out. And it has been a few years since I've laid eyes on that type of equipment, but it'll come back. And if it's all the same, you know, they all operate the same way. And the 88, depending on if it's a door strike or a mag lock, oh hell yeah, I can make that work in an hour.
It is a mag lock, so I'll talk to our facilities guy and ask if he got anywhere with it, and if he did, and I'm going to say, all right, well, I know how to fix this. Let me call a couple people here and make it happen.
Back, Dave, done stuff in your face?
Yep, I was having the pretzels with peanut butter in them. I don't know if you've ever
dropped
had them.
Dropped off my package.
Go ahead, Sean.
For Amazon. And on the road.
Hey, I heard Dave say that he was done stuffing his face, and I think that was Sean up there saying he got a package that's on the road to his location.
Well, let me see if I've got it. Seems like I do. No, I was just saying I'm back, and I was just dropping off a package to Amazon for return. So, that's all. Dave?
Does Amazon let you drop off packages? I think you mean like UPS store or whatever, but that'd be cool if Amazon actually lets you drop off at their place. I was just mentioning I was eating peanut butter pretzels. The pretzels that have peanut butter in the middle of them, they're so good.
I think Dakota's in the hole.
No, I'm here. I'm at 32 and 53, just trying to...
now messed up the rotation here. So we're going to go with Sean, Dave, Dakota, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right behind me then. I'm on 32 going into Richmond. I like that lot. Sean, Dave, Dakota, Tom. Sean, Dave. Well, Sean's next. KC and Kid Hill.
Yeah, no, Dave, I returned to Kohl's. Kohl's is an option. You can do Kohl's, you can do Whole Foods, you can do Staples, UPS stores. Sometimes the UPS store is no boxing packaging needed. Sometimes they want you to do a boxing packaging. This time UPS store, which is my preferred drop-off place, wanted a box and a label, whereas Kohl's just drop it off and scan the barcode. So I just said, okay, I'll go to Kohl's. So anyhow, that was what that was all about.
I don't understand the whole need a box or you don't need a box and it's random. That doesn't make sense to me. But I guess it is what it is. I just think they want to try to use their other vendors or something like that. But, yeah, I had to do a similar thing. I usually keep a stash of Amazon boxes just for that purpose. Dakota?
It's super frustrating when you buy something and it shows up in, a bag. Like, for example, those Carhartt bibs that I got, one pair showed up in a box, which I still have, and I'm going to return them in. The other pair showed up in a plastic bag, and I had to return them in a box. And it's like, well, what the hell? Like, this is a big box, and you didn't ship it in a box, but now I got to put it in a box. So that bugs me. If it ships in a box and I got to return it in a box, I get it, no big deal. It's when I got to come up with one that it's like, okay, well, that's inconvenient now.
You just didn't complain enough, so you got the refund without having to return it. WCPT.
Captain Don, what's in the box? What's in the box? All right, guys, I'm making my final approach here. I think Tom's up, and then he can toss it over to Captain Don to take my place in the rotation. I'll be back later. W8FU.
Oh, WATPT's out there. How funny. Good. I got a question for you, Don. Are you at your QTH, stopped by before?
Yes, I am. What's up?
I want to pick that U380.
I gotta look for it. I had it on the computer desk. I know it's somewhere around my computer desk, but I know I still have it. I know it's around the computer desk, but I gotta look for it.
Oh, okay. Do you have time for me to stop by? Because the person that owns it is like, hey, do you still have it? I'm like, yes, I just haven't had a chance to pick it up.
Yeah, I'm going to be eating dinner soon, and I'm outside right now. I want to go look for it before you head over. Are you, driving by, or are you just going to make a special trip, or what? And then we got to get back in rotation after that. I'll answer you whatever you say right now, and then we'll get back in rotation.
Yeah, I'm almost to Gratiot in 32. I'm head north there, so it's literally 5 minutes out of my way, so... Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll beep up over there real quick while you look for it before you eat dinner. And we'll throw it over to Dakota. KE8RUH.
Everybody's out here now. Captain Don, good hearing you, man. It's been a minute. Anthony, go ahead and pick it up and hand it to Dave.
I'll just pass it over, Dave, and then figure out what everybody's talking about. Catch it on the next one. Over to you, Dave.
I just wanted to throw in, hey, Captain Don, you should give him a primer of Meshtastic. Get him on Meshtastic. That's funny. But no, we weren't talking about anything specific. It was started out dentist, and it started out, then it was Amazon packages, and I heard you in the background. You must have been calling out on P25. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yep, I was. I was talking to Sean and Tom earlier before I went in and got a haircut on P25, so I called back out over there, and then Sean told me that you guys were all over here, so here I am. I don't know who's next.
I guess I'll take it. Let me see if I got it. All right, WATPT. All right, I'm going to run in the house real quick and look for that radio because I know it's somewhere by the computer desk. Since you're on the way, Tom. And when you get here, I should hear you pull up, but if I don't come to you, then go behind the boat, and I'll be out in the ice shanty there with my smoking shack. go ahead, Tom.
All right, sounds good. I'm trying to remember, are you east of Gratiot?
Yeah, the quickest way to get here is take Gratiot to Heston Road, make a left. It'll dead end at my road, and then you go over the tracks, and I'm right there.
Okay, I'll try to remember that. I know usually I just go to Rattle Run and then figure it out from there. Sort of a Dakota, I think, is the next door, Anthony. When do you guys pick it up? KCKGO.
Yeah, Anthony, I forgot to grab my DMR radio today, too, so there's that. Are you going to test out your 706 tonight?
Yeah, that's the plan. I had to take the long way getting home to get a haircut. I'm on my way home now, and I'll get it all put back, you know, plugged back in and everything and press a few buttons, and hopefully it's that simple that I'm just a knucklehead and press too many buttons at some point, and it's just the box. It should be. I think Sean was right. Dave, that's you. You're up next, sir.
Alrighty, I was just trying to figure out, what are you guys trying to get working, HF or the 2-meter stuff?
He's got his 706 Mark IIG, and whenever he touches something with the hand mic, it would transmit. Super weird little issue, but then he sent the video to Sean, and I completely didn't even acknowledge it, but it said Vox on the screen, so it makes perfect sense that if the Vox is on and sensitive, it's any time that mic makes contact with something, it's going to trigger because it hears something.
Case of operator error.
Is that a Bluetooth mic with Fox on it?
Out, the simpler the mistake or the correction. Go ahead, Tom.
So I think that's a Bluetooth mic with Vox on it, and you had the Vox turned on? No, it was, sorry for jumping ahead of whoever was next, but it's a HF, VHF, UHF with single sideband radio. It's an older radio, and it's a wired hand mic that has Vox, and I've been pressing all the buttons because I don't know what they all do yet, and must have left that button on, not realizing the impact that it could have, and here we are. I was losing my mind for a few days, and I think that should solve my problem. We'll figure that out in about 45 minutes, possibly.
I don't know if I was messing up.
Yeah, let me know if I'm in front of my radio. My bad, I forgot to text you back last night, too. I was, like, half asleep at that. I think I fell asleep like 19.
I'll talk to you guys later. AF8S over to Dakota.
If you're doing some sideband stuff, let me know. Every time I pull in my driveway, I look at my antenna. I'm like, I did all that work, and I hardly use it now.
All right, Dave, have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. Dakota, he was doubling with you, but that's all right. I think we got the gist of what both of you were saying. Yeah, you know, we've talked about it before. It goes in waves, and you'll make time for it and use the heck out of it, and then it'll sit there, and you'll go, I never use that, and then you'll use the heck out of it. So it'll be all right. I think it should go over to Tom, I think.
Yeah, I think something like that. But if Don's still out there, getting up here to Palms on the roundabout, circle jerk kind of thing.
All right, make sure you go left if that roundabout wasn't there, and then it'll get you to my road.
Yeah, and am I crazy if I want an underneath right now?
And then once you get over the tracks, you'll see on the right.
Don, you doubled with Dakota. Go ahead, Don, and then Dakota.
All right, Tom, make sure you go left on Palms, like if the roundabout wasn't there, and then it'll have a stop sign on my road, and then you make another left, go over the tracks, and I'm on the right. Go ahead, Tom, answer that, and then go ahead, Dakota, after that.
Too late for Palms. I'm just going to head to Rattle Run. I know where to get it from there. If I got to go left on Palms, it means I got to go north or west on Rattle Run, and then I know how to get it from there by the railroad tracks. I know where you're at now. All right, and Dakota, go ahead. KCKGO.
The people in the group keep changing, and I keep jacking up the rotation, my bad.
That's all right, and yes, it is crazy to have a Red Bull right now. Don't do it. Over to Tom.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys can drink those things. They're disgusting. I tried one once, and yeah, I don't like that stuff. I'll just stick with regular coffee. And I think that's all I got. Oh. Anthony, when it comes back around to you too, or Don can answer this. Do you guys have the call plan for the 525G? I think I messed mine up. I'm not sure I did the one off of VoIP MS. But for some reason, I can call into my new number that I got, but I can't call out on the phone. Keeps saying system unavailable. I don't know if it's a VID error or something else I'm missing. Over to Don. KKK Joe.
All right, yeah, I can't really help you on that. It's been too long since I messed around with it. It's just on my desk and it works. So I don't know. I'll just hand it off to Anthony, and he can answer that hopefully. Go ahead, Anthony, WCBB.
Well, Tom, I got to tell you, I'm on the total opposite side of Don there. I just am setting mine up. I've had it for, oh, I don't know, 2 years, and finally got around to setting it up, so I don't know a whole lot about how it operates, and got it provisioned last night or two nights ago, and have not made a single call out or received a call, so I am just on the opposite side of where Don's at, where he's been too long and it works, and I've been probably at it as long as you have, or less time, and can't figure it out yet.
So you guys should be able to figure it out, is what you're saying.
Well, the proxy works. You know, I can dial into, I can call you on the, you know, on it for hands over IP. That's done. That's all taken care of. If the hole is, at first, I had this one number, and Sean and I were talking that maybe it's a spam number. That's why it's getting blocked. It's always giving a busy signal. And then so I'm like, okay, I'll delete the number and buy a new one. So I bought a new one for like 50 cents. And then now I can call from my personal phone into the number, but when I try to pick up my voice service and dial out, it says system unavailable. So I don't know if it's a call plan or if it's a DID issue. Because I got it going through the Chicago one, I'm wondering if I should change it to, see if I can default it, change it to Atlanta and go that way with it. So I don't want to buy another number and start all over again. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If people can call you, then the number's working, and it's something about outgoing that's the problem. So I don't even know if I know how to get into the settings. I know I had to finally pay some money. It was down below $10. So I put another $25 on there. But, I don't know for sure. Maybe later on I can take some pictures of my screen once I get into it. And you can see if something's set different. You're talking about that voice phone calls on that instead of the hams over IP, or are you talking about the actual hams over IP? When it gets back to you, go ahead and answer. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I still got a ways to go to get it all figured out. I don't even have the hams over IP portion of it figured out. It's on the phone. The phone's active. I got to figure out how to program in the all the people onto the keypad, and I got the sidecar and everything. So I just still got some work to do, and got to figure out how it all works. Over to Dakota.
I'm sitting in the McDonald's drive-thru picking up Happy Meals, so I don't know if I'm making it. But do you guys know if Grandstream D2 phones work? Because I've got more than I know what to do with.
You'd have to look on the Hams Over IP website under the wiki page, and it shows you configuration for the different types for IP phones, soft phones, things like that. Because I have a Yay link, and same thing. I'm like, oh, how's it going to work? And I couldn't get it to work. So I eventually just got the Cisco 525. I only paid like $50 for it, maybe 60 tops. You know, but while I know how to order them, because you got to do like will call and stuff. I mean, all you can do is look on the website, Dakota, and check it out.
As far as the Grandstream, is that like a handheld one, like a little cell phone almost, but a little bit bigger? Because if it is, I got a Grandstream that's like that sees it. And I see you're pulling in right now. I'll be over to you in a minute, Tom. So, yeah, Grandstream, I got... one that works great, and I also have a Yay link that I got working too, so I don't know there. I'm going to take it out of the rotation a little bit because Tom's here. W8PPT clear.
Yep, and of course I got to see Don because I got to see Don, so I'll be back in a minute. KCKJO.
All right, I'm not far from pulling into the driveway, so I might not catch you again. Don, have a good night. Good talking to you. Haven't heard from you in a while. And Tom, safe travels the rest of your way. And Dakota, you are obviously making it in. And your kiddos are going to be happy if you're getting Happy Meals for them.
Tom and Don, I'll catch you guys later. And Anthony, this is Dad Dude at his finest. I don't feel like cooking dinner.
That's all right. I went to Costco at lunch and got the pre-made quesadillas, and they just need to go on, get in a skillet and get heated up and brown the tortillas and good to go, because I knew there was not a lot of motivation. This weather has become quite a grind, and I don't know why it seems worse than other years, but, man, I am just out of sorts with this cold weather.
I don't know if I'm just catching up from last week being sick and that's why I'm tired or what, but usually by Wednesday I'm still feeling fine, but man, I woke up today and I was like, I don't even want to go in, like, at all. But you talked me out of the Red Bull, so I was like, all right, I'm going to get a McDonald's Coke, I'll grab the kids' dinner, bada bing, bada boom, problem solved.
Yeah, it's been a struggle getting up in the morning, and usually it's not for me. I'm usually getting up pretty easily, getting moving, and man, I have been dragging ass. It's been tough.
Yeah,
Yep, same here, man. I'm usually bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and lately it's like 6:30. I'm getting out of bed, getting a shower. It's like, woof. I'm usually out the door by 6:30, sometimes 6:15, but not lately. But anyway, I am making the final here, turning on my road, so shoot me a text later. If I'm in front of my radio, I'll turn it on and see if I can hear you.
All right, sounds good, and I'll get you an update on that Vox thing. I am also pulling in the driveway, so I will catch up with you later. KERUH. Have a good evening.
Yeah, let me know. I'm curious. All right, NAGBF.
WARIT.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
KFHSDT. Yeah, I'm out here listening, but I didn't catch your call sign. I'm sorry.
Well, I think the other gentleman, I think he said, I was going to answer back, but I was on the phone. I think he said his call sign was KFHETQ. Anyways, we'll see if he returns. Anyways, how are you this afternoon? My name, well, first of all, my call sign is W8RIT, and my name is Dave. Heading home. Not too much farther to go, but it's going pretty slow here on 94. Anyways, how's your day going?
Well, good afternoon, evening. Yeah, I'm just headed home from a long day at work. I'm pretty sure it's Thursday or Friday in my mind, but it's only Wednesday on the calendar, so it's kind of been a long week. I smell like gasoline and diesel because one of my customers filled their diesel full of gas. So it makes it easy money today, but I think now.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully they didn't run it through the motor. anyways, yeah, I know all about the long day here. I was on the road since 5 or so, and tomorrow's probably going to be even longer, because we got some extra jobs on top of it. I'm like, great. Sure appreciate that. Well, I guess it'll be nice for the paycheck. Anyways, well, what line of work are you in? Is it maybe something to do with truck mechanics? I didn't quite catch it.
I work at a Chevy dealer, so it's just little diesels, but still pays the bills, I guess. But yeah, they drove it. Of course they drove it. They all say the same thing, you know. I didn't put gas in it, but here we are. It was a $1,500 mistake, plus he lost the tank of fuel that he filled up. So he got about six. Had the right handle.
Yeah, something like this, maybe 20, 25 years ago, I had some problems with a rental company because I'd rented two trucks, and then I'd returned them. And then they said the one had been returned, it was regular gas, but they said it had been returned with diesel. I'm like, I don't think so. I've got the receipts right here to show you, and I showed it to them, and they just rejected it and wanted to take me to court. So nothing happened due to that, but they didn't want to even listen to the facts. I'm like, no, I did not put diesel in. I have the receipts here for the regular, dated and everything.
Well, it's a little bittersweet for me, because they shake my head when people do it. But I'll take their money when they do it, because it pays really good and it's easy work. So it's an unfortunate happiness for me, I guess. Is that the right way to say that? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess crap happens, I guess. What have you got in store for your day coming up here? grocery store. I got to get something to eat for tonight. I don't have anything in the refrigerator. And I don't feel like doing any grocery shopping, massive grocery shopping. So I'm just going to run in and grab a, grabbing a steak or chicken or something like that and get something for dinner and then head home. I think I'm just going to lollygag and play around with the radio a bit here.
Yeah, I was just talking to my buddy about dinner thoughts. I think I'm just going to have a DiGiorno pizza because it's in the freezer and I don't feel like cooking tonight. The missus, she's out of town for a few days. And I still like gas, but I don't want to go out to eat. So, I don't know, I'll probably just do a pizza. But, you know, them Walmart and Kroger rotisserie chickens. Those are pretty darn tasty, you know, only about $7. It's a pretty good meal sometimes, quick and easy, and you ain't got to get the dishes dirty.
Yeah, well, now I think you're influencing me even more now, because now I'm thinking of a pizza. I may stop and get some pizza along the way now. So. It may be even better here. I haven't had pizza in quite a while, so it'd be kind of nice for a change, I guess. Well, I'm going to probably just play some radio when I get home, listen to some nets and everything. Maybe do a little online shopping here. I'm kind of like doing some window shopping for a generator. So I'm going to just touch around and see what I can dig up. I was doing a little window shopping last week, and I was not aware that they had some generators out that would go for... besides gasoline, they would run off of natural gas and propane. So I'm thinking, may have to check something out like that. But I'm going to see what else, you know, to contrast and compare them. You know, maybe how many outlets, power and wattage, things of that nature. What kind of motor is it, you know, is it being used to supply the electrical power? Besides the cost, so... I'm actually looking for a couple of them. I'm looking like one for like a handheld portable one that I could take with me, go out to the park or something, operate, you know, radio or something. But then I want something more for the home, but not for portable use. W8 or 8.
I got a great big one. Does the whole house. It's dual fuel. They got a lot of nice little generators out there. It just depends on what you want to spend and what you're trying to do. The first thing that came to mind when I said that, when you said that, was I'd wait till next week because once the weather's gone and the freeze is over, there's going to be a lot of people selling generators that they bought in the panic this week and didn't use.
Yeah, that's true. You might be able to find some bargains that way for some relatively brand new item here. Yeah, I'm going to keep my eyes out, but I don't know. I'm just looking and seeing what I need to shop around for. And I'm kind of a little bit more resistant towards getting anything that is not something that I recognize as a name brand either. But... anyways, yeah, I'm just really wanting to like for the house in case, you know, power does go out for, you know, anything over a few hours to a couple days so I can have some creature comfort besides, you know, running out, you know, the refrigerator and, you know, other necessities like that. So tell me, what do you enjoy in the hobby? What sort of parts of a ham radio hobby do you particularly enjoy?
Well, I'm a new ham. I got my license in November, I guess it was. All I've got is this mobile, and I'm just still learning. Etiquette, protocol, that kind of stuff. And I piqued myself with a couple little interests, but I don't have a home unit yet. I'm getting ready to move, so I'm not spending any money on that at the moment, but... I am going Saturday to take my general test, and I think I'm probably got that in the bag, but I'm going to go home tonight and study a little bit and take a couple tests and you know, the practice test. I don't know, I find it a little more interesting than I thought I was gonna. My buddy got me into it, and then, I don't know, the more I do it, the kind of the more I get interested and intrigued. So, that's my level of ham hobby at the moment, KF8SUT.
And W8RIT. Well, you're not really brand new, but I'm still going to say welcome to the hobby. Congratulations. And hey, good luck for you on the upcoming test for the general. And if you pass your general, go and take the rec straight, even if you're not really prepared for it study-wise. Who knows? You might be able to pass it. But let me ask you this. What website are you using to grade yourself? I'm just kind of curious. There was one, I've been licensed for a little while, since 2001, so it's been a while since I've done any practice tests. But I think there was a website, I think it was AA9PW.com, and there might be some others that are similar in how they do it, but I think they grade you kind of like by like the modules and the sections in the book, so that way you can kind of get a little bit of an idea what area you need to study on and what areas you're probably pretty proficient on. But just kind of curious, what website are you using to do your testing on, do your practice testing?
I use a mobile app, Ham Radio Prep. It's got a course with, I don't know, I guess there's about 20, 25 chapters for each, you know, general or tech or whatever. And then it gives you options to take the test at the end. And the test questions are actual questions that are on the test. So currently they're good through, I think I read somewhere that in July this year they're going to change the test, so, but they're actual questions from a test, and it seems pretty good. I usually play the chapters. There's a little test after each chapter, but I played each chapter through all 20 or 25 chapters, and then I went back and did that. I did that three times each. And then I started taking the sample test, the whole test, and I've been doing pretty good with them so far. So there's only a couple things that mess me up, and it's really just some electronics stuff, you know, about inductance and capacitance. But that study got a pretty good deal, and I'm happy with it. It was only, I don't know what I paid, $70 for all three levels. I think it wasn't too awful bad.
All right, very good, very good. Well, I'm trying to get one of my other buddies from work, guys. Well, you kind of got some interest in ham radio, although a little bit more for, like, scanner radio and such. So hopefully one day one of us from work will be able to get him so he can get his ticket. Kind of nice because I do have another coworker here on the repeater who's got a license, so kind of nice to have some coworkers that, you know, you can, you know, have a little fun with ham radio with. So he's got another coworker, another tech, Tom, KJO. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's got another coworker, one of his friends at work, who's also got, well, I don't know if he's interested in ham radio, but he also got a GMRS radio, so maybe there's some hope for him. But yeah, I'm just going to see about maybe passing along some of these practice websites to my friends at work and tell them, hey, get busy. That way we can hear you out on the radio here.
Yeah, I find that ham radio prep works best for me. I'm not good with a booklet. You know, I bought the ARRL booklet, you know, about all about ham or whatever it's called. And it's got the test in the back as well, but I have a hard time reading it and focus and absorbing on what I'm reading. So I just, you know, the videos in that app, it has written word to go with it as well, so you can follow along. But so
sometimes, I think, because I listen to it at work while I'm fixing cars. I listen to it, and then I go take the little test, and it seems to be pretty good. So, I don't know, my original, the tech thing was only like $30-$35. It wasn't too expensive at all, so. And I just bought the general license test, which included the amateur extra during Christmas for another $30 or whatever it was. So. Oh, ham radio prep. It's a blue icon with a frequency wave in the icon. You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to the website before, but I'm aware of them. I think they're probably one of the more popular websites for testing and that. I've seen them before quite a lot, like at Dayton and such, for promoting the business and that. So, if you got anything like a goal in mind that you pass, are you going to do anything? I've got some other friends that have kind of did things like we joke with them that they did it backwards. They went out and bought a nice HF radio when they were a technician, and, well, after a few years, they were still waiting to be able to use it as far as being able to transmit. But I'm just kind of curious, have you, like, been window shopping for HF radio, so if you pass, you can go out and pick one up?
No, not yet. I'm still running on this mobile for UHF, VHF, and it's getting me where I'm going, but I do have a goal. I'm moving back to the other side of the state, and my buddy that got me into this is over here, so if I can't find a repeater path to bounce off and talk to him, then I'm going to need to go HF to get to him. But I think once I get an HF set up and start trying it out, you know, feeling it out, and I make them first couple contacts, I'm going to try to find a radio club over there where I can physically go and meet guys and learn stuff, but I might get into some contesting and stuff, and I'm sure there's some excitement that'll build when I first make my first DX contest and stuff like that. So my goal right now is just to figure it all out and be a good ham.
And W8RT. Well, that sounds like a good plan to me. You know, make sure you got the basics down first and then progress. Well, yeah, that's something that I like doing a lot myself here. Kind of a casual contester. And I like doing, well, primarily for DXing. Although there's other times it's kind of nice just to, you know, see what you can do for your own scorers and, you know, progress as far as operating skills and all that. So that's pretty good. I like doing DXing. But, yeah, it would be good to get into the club. And then be able to, you know, share some of your activities together. And I think it also helps to get you a little bit more radioactive as well, too. Well, anyways, I'm going to probably take this my last year. I'm going to back in and go grab some of my pizza, and I'll be home shortly. So, can you kindly run your call sign and your name by me again? That way I can maybe remember it next time. I think it was KFACTQ. Anyways, let me sign off, and I'll say 7-3 to you, sir. Have a great evening, and hopefully I'll chat with you more, maybe even on HF. anyways, 7-3, I'll listen on out. W8RIT.
Yeah, I appreciate the combo. I was just going to sign off myself because I got to run in here to the store, and you must be getting a ways away from me because you're starting to fade out on me. So, hopefully we'll hear you on the airwaves later on in life. My call is KF8FGT Kilo Foxtrot, Foxtrot Golf Tango. Hopefully to be changing that after Saturday. And my name is Chad, and I live in Downriver area. And I'm out myself, so 7-3, and have a good night.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees.
This is KF8FQN listening. This is KF8FQN listening. This is KF8FQN listening. This is KF8FQN. We wish everybody a good night. I'll be back on this frequency, but this is KF8 clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees.
KF8FKV, listening. KF8FKV, listening.
2000 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees.
KF8FKZ, listening.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Thank you. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 7 degrees.